Ding, 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 ding. Here we go. Thank you.
Oops.
Not enough time!
Left channel. Right channel. In phase.
Out of phase.
Bleep.
The show starts when the show starts.
Broadcasting to the world via the internet, this is Radio Free Dishnut.
Bucket Radio. Bucket Radio. Radio. Bucket Radio. Radio. Bucket Radio.
Serving the bedroom radio, the kitchen radio, the bathroom radio, and the basement radios, this is the Little Buddha, 103.1, Blair's House.
The voice of Straight Creek.
But anyway.
Radio Anyway.
Live on Unimatrix Zero, a freed voice on Broadway. It's the world according to Clay and Rachie.
It's one-third the size.
I kidnapped all your enemies. Nelson, Jimbo, Principal Skinner, Sideshow Bob, Apu. I know Apu's not your enemy, but I just wanted to say I took Apu.
That is funny, but the rest of this is messed up, man.
I know, isn't it awesome? So how do you want to keep in touch? Facebook?
Will you accept some samples of our work?
Gestures she suggests to you that you should try to make. You may look like Brando as you method act your hand around her waist. But if you're not waking up shaking like a leaf, staring up at the stars above, you're not in love. The mind game she reminds you you should always try to play. You may sound like Bogart as you talk all the outer layers away. But if you're not waking up shaking like a leaf, staring up at the stars above, you're not in love. You're not in love. You're not in love. Every day.
You're not waking up shaking like a leaf staring up at the stars above. You're not in love.
Long fade there. You're Not in Love. Opening track of Monkey House's debut album from 1992 on Aquarius/EMI. It's called Welcome to the Club. You're Not in Love.
And you're listening to The World, according to Clay and Rachie. Hey, everyone.
Yep. And today is Wednesday, September 4th. Happy birthday, Sky.
Happy birthday, Sky.
She's 13.
Wow.
And this is 2024.
It is?
Yeah.
Where did the last 20 years go?
Sky sure doesn't seem like she's 13.
She acts like a puppy.
A puppy, yeah. So I look at her now, realizing she's 13, thinking, hey, old lady.
She knows we're talking about
her. Yep.
But yeah, we go out on walks and she's like pulling on us. This is like she's got
wants
more
run
energy than we do.
She does wear out a little more than she used to, though.
Clay and I came up with a little joke earlier. We were going for a walk. And how did you word that in phonetics? It was NRG.
Oh, NRG. Energy.
Mike Tango.
Mike Tango. Empty. Running out of NRG. That happens.
All the time.
Yeah. More often than we'd like to admit.
Yeah.
Whip over to the IRC. And LJ says, have a great show, Clay and Rachie.
By the way, Lester, you have your caps lock on, just to let you know.
Yeah.
And hi, Joan.
He says he's listening. Yes, Joan has joined us.
Hi, Kurt. Hi, Dillo. I mean, they're the same person.
Liberty Dillo says evening CNR and all.
LJ, Lisa, Renee, Brian. And whoever else might be listening. Hello. We is playing the Monkey House.
Yeah. Fool on Hill says Pixie is still a hyper dog. Yep. Yeah, I imagine Pixie's getting up there in the years, too.
Oh, hey, Coda. Coda's in the channel, too.
Coda has just joined, yes. Bullen Hill says, Echoes by M.T. Chambers. Well, that catches us up in the IRC. A little bit of traffic at the beginning of the show here.
Yeah, so we're playing some Monkey House, which is from, what year is that?
1992.
Oh my god, I was 12. Anyway.
Debut Monkey House.
And then we're playing some John Anderson from 2024. It's a new album. And we're going to play some Script, which is also 2024.
Yep.
So we have two new albums and one oldie. Well, some people would beg to differ that 1992 is not classified as an oldie.
Yeah.
But you know what
it's
I mean.
It's getting that way. Copy the link there for the Monkey House page, but I won't copy the link for the album because there is no page. Pixie's 12. So Pixie's and Sky are almost the same age.
Yep.
There we go. There's the link for Monkey House. And there is no wiki page for Monkey House. And I don't think there's a Discogs page for it either.
Oh, there is. I got it.
Oh, there is. You found it. Yay. So we'll post that in there too. Scrolling to the top of the page here, Monkey House is a musical group founded by Don Breithaupt. Don Breithaupt, a Canadian pianist, singer, songwriter, composer, arranger, producer, and author. The group got its name from a 1968 book by Kurt Vonnegut.
That is your link. It really only gives you a track listing, so...
Yeah.
Other than that, I think it just tells you 1992 and that it's a pop record and it's electronic rock pop.
Thank you for posting that.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the club.
You're welcome to the club.
Oh, does our page now show that link when you pop up this album?
I don't know. I put it in there a long time ago. I should probably check
that. Oh, okay. Because when I checked it yesterday, it didn't have a link. I think it had a link for the Monkey House band page, not the album page.
The discography page, yeah.
Yeah, discography, yeah.
I'll update that.
Bookmark the band page to bookmark to discography.
And just like that, it's updated.
Oh, thank you. And that's at, where is that at, our page?
Twacker.com.
T-W-A-T-C-R.
How does Joan say that when she does the net? She always says that it's, you know, the PSRG.org or whatever it is. But she says it in such a way where it's like the first letter of every word. Like, how does she say that classy-like?
I know what you mean, and yeah. I can't think of the words myself. Maybe she can tell us in the IRC.
Yeah. Anyway, I was trying to do that.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to read a bunch of that. We posted the link. It's Monkey House and in parentheses band on Wikipedia for those who aren't in the IRC that might want to look up the Monkey House page. There's more. They talk about their history, and then there's a discography list, and some of the albums have Wikipedia pages, but the first three don't, and the latest one doesn't. Oh, and Friday. Looks like Friday maybe used to have one. It's in red.
Why did Coda say Traffic, good band? Is that what he thought we were playing or something, or is that just a non sequitur?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, Traffic is a good band.
Yeah, but we're playing Monkey House.
Yes. Dill says, anyone remember the old Kurt Vonnegut book, Welcome to the Monkey House?
Yep. Actually, I found that when I was looking for a link for Amazon for Monkey House.
Yeah, well, the wiki page says, Kurt, that that they got the name from a Kurt Vonnegut book, so that's probably it.
Oh, and Coda says, Clay said he was catching up on Traffic.
Oh, Traffic in the IRC. Yeah.
That makes sense. I got it now. I'm a little slow, eh?
So anyway, I guess we'll keep the music going. We have quite a bit of it. Let's see, the Monkey House is almost an hour, I think. No, the Monkey House isn't that long. It's like 51 minutes, 52 minutes.
Can I just say that we live in a monkey house?
Yeah. And the survey says, 54 minutes? Yeah, well, I was close. You know, 52, 53, 54 minutes, something like that. Yeah, that's right. But then the John Anderson that we're going to play, you're going to like that. That's 58 minutes and a little extra.
Yeah, who's the band that he's with on that one?
Oh, the Band Geeks. John Anderson and the Band Geeks.
Interesting.
It says on the album cover. And I think they call it a collaboration.
Yeah, and that sounds pretty good for some new stuff.
Yep, I haven't even heard the whole thing yet. What I heard, I liked a lot. And
Coda says, I'm excited for the John Anderson stuff.
Yeah, I figured he would like that.
Yep. Coming up next after the Monkey House.
What's that?
It's coming up next after the Monkey House.
After Monkey House. Yeah, The Monkey House.
After The Monkey House.
Yeah. We're stuck on that book now. And the script is only 35 minutes of music, which is normal length for an LP. So maybe they had vinyl in mind when they put the album together. And kept it short so they could have wildly deviating grooves on the LP. Anyway. Yeah, Dilla says, ooh, the new John Anderson album. Oh, Coda's excited about the John Anderson.
I just said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, Coda. I thought you were saying that Kurt.
Coda and Kurt.
Yep. Oh, Coda says he's in a position to finally start streaming again. Maybe he can finally come out of retirement. Yeah. Okay. Getting on with the music.
Oh, hey, Travis. Travis is here, too.
Oh, hi, Travis.
He's about to tune in, I think.
Yep, he just typed RFD2. It pops up the link to get the stream. Yeah, we could post our direct link, too, if he wants to listen to us that way. We'll do that after we get the music going here. This next song is called Just Like Me.
Like he loved you. precious time. You want another alibi, another clue. You know we never ever knew each other. Let's not look back in anger. Watch the bridges burn. Spend one night together.
I've seen a thousand children sing a sunset in Japan. When I close my eyes, I see them still. But the road seems to lose its fascination, and I find there's a picture in my mind of a room with windows on the sea. She's waiting there for me. I drop out of space and time. Back in the maze with Maisie Nina, walking the dog and watching Soul Train, reading the paper, going to movies, yeah. And at night we sing ta da 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 da. There are days when I wake up with a feeling that the world is a strange and sunless place. It's a world where words have lost their sense, where nothing seems to fit. And then suddenly I see her face in a dream. I will drive along the ocean at the end of a dark familiar ride. And I know the house I'm searching for. She's standing at the door, and I'm right there by her side. Back in the maze.
Lazy Nina. That was written by Donald Fagen. Don, that just sounds weird to say Don Fagen.
Don Breithop, Don Fagen.
Yeah. Don Breithop and Donald Fagen.
Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway, but yeah, definitely Steely Dan influence there. Coda made a comment about Steely Dan. Let's see. Let's read the list here. We started off with Just Like Me. Then We Never Know Each Other. Come Out and Dance. And Lazy Nina. And I thought I'd read a little bit here. It says their, debut album, Welcome to the Club, released in 1992. It included a cover of a song written by Donald Fagen of Steely Dan called Lazy Nina, which was covered by Greg, Fillingens in 1984. This is 1992, this album. So, been covered, but never recorded by Fagen himself. So